Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. And we're live. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Braided Live. Today, I am chatting with my sweet friend, Andrea Cantu. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
I'm the whitest Mexican. We are here. We're chatting with Andrea, and I'm so excited for you guys to get to know her. If you're local to Lubbock, you'll be excited to get to know what she's doing in Lubbock, that, you know, just what she's all about and what her ministry is all about. And we're going to talk all about that today. You guys, excuse me. I'm still super congested and nasally. I might sneeze or cough throughout this, but just forgive me. I'm also really foggy, like brained. Seriously, I'm super foggy brained. So if I don't remember your ministry name. I was trying to think about that just now. I was like, what's the name of her ministry? But it's Better Together, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm just super foggy. It's the craziest thing. But yeah. Anyway, so Deanna's asking how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a lot better, Deanna, but this is still not better. So I'm on the mend. So let's just jump right into it, Andrea. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Share whatever you would like to share with us.
Okie dokie. Like Chrissy said, I'm Andrea. I have been married to my high school sweetheart for 23 years. And like, if you read the bio, let me tell you, that is all God. That there were some times that it was not going to happen. But God had other plans, and he is continuing to plan that out for us. Healing. We're in the middle of our healing process, and that's one day at a time, you know. And so, but God gets the glory for that. That we've made it this far without killing each other, you know. Yeah. So that's good. We raised three kids. Our oldest is 22, and then our youngest is 15. We're almost empty nesters, but not really. But we are, because my 15-year-old is hardly ever home. You know, with family living really, really close by, he's never with us. You know, so my husband and I get up and leave sporadically without letting people know where we're going, just but because we no longer have that ties that we have to be home, or we have to ask for or look for babysitters now. So yeah. We just get up and go. So that's the best. I am, you know, the Better Together founder, and, you know, a little bit about that, you know, the way that it happened was, I won't go into a lot of my testimony, but a little bit of my testimony is that I hated people. I didn't trust people. I didn't like people, especially women. It was just, we can be shady sometimes, and I've come in contact with a lot of relationships in that area. And so I just pretty much stayed away. And the lifestyle that my husband and I lived, I was always with him. And so I was always around, you know, my husband and the guys, the friends. I was pretty much mainly always the only wife that was out there doing what it was that we were doing. And so I didn't even, you know, really realized how much I needed women and community in my life until the Lord began to change my heart and to really put people, women in, especially in my life, that were seriously and genuinely for me, not just for what we could, what they could benefit from what we were doing, you know, in the lifestyle that we lived in. And so I, you know, when I began to, I've always been a people person. I've always, you know, it wasn't women, but we were always surrounded by people. And, you know, when I began to, you know, to seek the Lord and ask the Lord to begin to change the people in my life, it got really, really lonely, because that's when I finally realized that the people that were in our lives were only using and getting what we were providing. And it was nothing from the Lord. Let me tell you that it was not God's stuff that we were providing. And so that's when I realized that I was by myself, and it got kind of lonely for a little while. And I mean, it was lonely. And then at that time, I was also raising small kids. You know, I had all three of my kids were little at the time. And so it was that the Lord really began to show himself to me as the friend part of himself first, because that's what I needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I was still, you know, one foot in and one foot out, you know, following Pete and then not following Pete. You know what I mean? So I needed a friend, and that's who the Lord began to show himself to me first, was him being my friend. And so, and then that's when I realized that, you know, the people that were coming into my life, they really wanted to know who Andrea was, not what Andrea could give them. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's where Better Together Ministries comes from. It's from a place that, first of all, I get to do life with women And secondly, one of the things, you know, another part of my testimony is the abusive part of it, the isolation part of it, so many times that when we're raised in a way that is not healthy, but for us it's healthy because that's all we know. You know, and so we begin to go back to the familiar. We go back to the places where we're not scared. We go back to the places where we don't have to really grow in order to see anything happen, but because this is our normal, you know. And so for me, I always got stuck. I met my friend who, you know, invited me to church where I began to change my life. Right. But then I would hit a wall, and it was like, what do I do now? I have nobody. They're missionaries, you know what I mean? And so when I met her, that's what they were doing. And so I really didn't know her either, because when she invited me to church, I didn't see her till like maybe 6 months later, because they were always gone. And so I didn't know what to do when I got to a certain place. And so I always went backwards, and I would always go to what I was comfortable with, and where I was, you know, with the environment that I was so used to, I would go back to that. And so it wasn't until one day that the Lord told me, he goes, no, you need to keep going. You need to keep going, because there's no point in doing the work of the Lord if I just keep going backwards. Mm-hmm. You know, and so getting out of my comfort zone was a really, really big, huge step where the Lord began to, you know, the verse where he talks about if he'll trust you with the little before he's going to give you anything bigger than that. Mm-hmm. So, and I learned that slowly but surely, baby steps, and just doing what he was asking me to do in the little ones. And he started out with me stepping out and going to church faithfully. And my kids loved the church. You know, they loved it when they were little. And so I knew that this is where I needed to be. And so we stayed, and we've been there almost 15 years now. You know, and so it was that church has seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of Andrea. You know, and so that church has a huge, huge piece of my heart. You know, and so it's just that's where the my whole mission behind of what I love to do is to get women out from their familiar places and teaching them and showing them the Word of God, where it says that, you know what, you can do this because this is what the cross was for. And this is why we're able to walk in our callings and our purposes and in our healing and, you know, our deliverance and all of that. But because of what was done on the cross for us, we have a mandate to walk in that because of the cross, you know. And so when we don't walk in that, then what was the cross really for? You know what I mean? And so it's getting resources into women's hands to know and to show them. And really, truly, all you need is the Bible. You know what I mean? All you need is the Bible to get you to that place. And so it's just, you know, standing in the gap with other women to show them that, you know what? There's no comparison. There's no competition. We're all working and living and striving for eternity. We're all working for the same kingdom. We're all doing the same thing, but it's better when you can actually do it with other ministries and other sisters and other women that can actually hold you accountable. And a lot of people don't like that word accountability. Mm-hmm. But I do. I love for people to, you know, to hold me accountable and, no, you said you would do this. And this is how, you know, and we need that. But some people don't, that they don't look for that. And when people call them out on that, that they go backwards, you know, that, well, I don't want her to tell me what to do, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Like that. So I can say that I was the one that was like that. Or if somebody would call me out, it's like, well, she might not like me. It was, you know, it wasn't that they didn't like you. It was that they were calling out what God already had in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's learning how to do those things and doing it together. And it's not, we're not competing against each other. We're not, you know, we're to love each other. We're to edify each other. We're to grow in the word of God together and serve together. You know, the ministry is supposed to be fun. Ministry, but, you know, and So.
Aw, I love that. So thank you for sharing that, because that gives, you know, people a behind the scenes of who you are. But I would like to jump into a little bit more about Better Together Ministries and how can people who are local to Lubbock, how can they get involved? What, you know, what do you guys do? I know that you offer, you know, nights and evenings for women to come together. And then is there anything for women who are maybe, you know, live somewhere else that they can get involved in? Because I know that some people, I would say that like more of what I do is more for the like online world as opposed to the local world. But I do know even if you're doing stuff locally, there might be a way for them to get involved, you know, even if it's
you would so pull that out of me, wouldn't you? the Lord is still working on the online part of it, but it's something that I know that the Lord has been, you know, telling me and telling me to do it. I just haven't just yet.
Yeah.
But here in Lubbock, every other Thursday we meet at Barra's Coffee Shop, and we have a ministry page, Better Together Ministry, and then the night of the Bible study, it's called Together at the Table. And so both of those pages have, we have a Facebook page up, and that's where a really good dear friend of mine does the flyers and stuff for the Bible studies on those nights. But at Barra's Coffee Shop, and that's off of, the address of that is 4404 Quaker Avenue, right on the corner of 122nd and Quaker. We meet there at 7 o'clock. We start Bible study, but if you want coffee, come before 6:30, because the shop closes at 6:30. And so we, of course,
what
we want.
What day is that on again? I'm typing it in the notes.
Oh, the address?
The day?
The date. Actually, the next Bible study will be this Thursday.
Okay.
So I don't know. Is it 10 to the 12th? I'm thinking that's what it is.
Oh, darn it. That came from my YouTube for some reason. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. It did both of them.
It did. Okay. Yeah. So this Thursday, I believe it's August the 12th, 10, 11, 12. So August the 12th, it'll, at the coffee shop, where Bible study starts at 7, and it's always bring your own dinner, coffee before 6:30. And then we always will stay to about 8:30, you know, and I'm actually writing that Bible study that we're doing, and it's on spiritual disciplines. And the reason why this was something that the Lord had given me, I want to say years ago, but because this is what I had to do to learn to get to where I'm at now. And so these are things that I learned pretty much by myself, Holy Spirit led, of course. But like I said, I didn't have nobody to pour into me when I gave my life to the Lord. And so I learned how to study. I had to learn how to study the word of God by myself. I had to learn how to do all of these things. And the things that were, the thing that we'll talk about on Thursday night will be confessions. You know, we have, you know, when we confess that Jesus is Lord over our lives, you know what I mean? When we confess and we repent, we have that confession. And then I believe too that we also to confess what we want, you know, speak what we want in prayer, through prayer, of course, into existence. When we begin to confess, when we begin to speak it out, when we begin to pray it out, when we begin to open our mouths the way that God did, the Bible says for us to be imitators of the Lord. And I believe wholeheartedly that that one of those things that we can imitate the Lord in is when we begin to speak. Yes, the Lord gave us life through breath, but whenever he spoke the world into creation, he spoke every one of those things. Then God said, is what the word said, you know. And so if I wanted my man to change and to be in the ways of the Lord, I had to begin to speak the things that I wanted over his life for him to be able to walk it out. But because if I was going to continue to tear him down in the opposite, when he's supposed to be walking in the opposite direction, then how is he going to know that he's going to be a man of my, you know, a spiritual head of my household if I keep telling him that you don't know the Bible, you don't know how to pray, you know? So it's confessing those things that we want God to change in our lives. But as long as it aligns with the word of God, God's like, you ask for $1 million, God's not going to give it to you because what are you going to do with that money? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As long as it lines up with the word of God, then yes, we have the right to confess those things and speak those things into existence and walk those things out. And so Thursday, it'll be on confession, you know, and confessing the things, you know, confessing to one another, confessing to the Lord, confessing what you want to bring into existence, and then confessing that Jesus is Lord over your life and living those out. And so that's what we're going to talk about on Thursday. So it's a study that I'm actually getting to write, and I'm actually getting to do something with that, hopefully in the future, later on, when I get done with the 12 spiritual disciplines that the Lord gave me. And so it's been really good. It's been really, really good.
Awesome. So other than their Bible and their own dinner, do they need to bring anything? Or
if I do give anything out, normally I will do it. Years ago, the Lord told me, actually in 2018, the Lord told me that my husband and I will be people of resources. And so if I can bless you in any way with the resources, I will do that. But as of right now, there really hasn't been anything. And if the girls want something of what I've got down, I'll email it to them. I'll just, you know, so it's not right now. It's not buying anything. You don't just bring your Bible and your journal. I love the Bible. I don't like the phone app. If I'm not home or whatever, but I love the Bible.
Yeah. I feel you.
You know, so yeah, Bible and journals and a pen, but yeah.
That's awesome. So I know you have a big event coming up soon. Sorry, fly was coming over me. Tell us a little bit about that. And that's a local conference.
That's going to be local. That'll be here in Lubbock. It's called Gather Together, and this is our very first Better Together Ministries conference. I'm excited just thinking about it. But this is a first for me, you know. And there's some little things, you know, that the Lord has been showing different women in my life. And, you know, I'll get little pictures. I'm like, oh, look, you know, and it's just God giving me like those little details that, you know, that it's like his sweet way of saying, I got you. You know, and I've got you. And, you know, and one of the biggest ones that the Lord showed me was that this will be the first conference that my husband will be with me at this place. You know what I mean? And so that's, you know, that's another testament of when you walk in the ways of the Lord and you do what God is wanting you to do faithfully, that he will give you the desires of your heart. Some of my girls know this, but the only desire that I've ever held in my heart was to do ministry with my husband. You know, and so now I'm getting to, everything else that the Lord has given me is good, has been good, yeah. You know, but the desire in my heart that there was really nothing else they could ever compare to what was in my heart, what's been on my heart, is to be in ministry with my husband. And this will be the first one that he will be at with me. You know, and we were talking last night, and I was telling him that it's crazy and it's funny how God will open so many doors for us. a lot of doors for us to, you know, to walk in. And, you know, there's some doors may be big and some doors may be small. But when it comes to the big things that he gives us, or that he's holding, he wants to give them to us. You know what? But the time's not always, it's not time. It's not time. It's not time. You know, and I told my husband last night, I was like, now that you're in the process of learning your role as my spouse and my husband and the head, spiritual head of my house, God is opening these other doors for me. But because God knew that I couldn't walk through these doors without him supporting me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I left my house really, really young. And so when I married, I've always had him with me. You know what I mean? He was always there. And so it wasn't until I started going out of town doing, you know, women's conferences and going out of town for God work, I would get anxiety. I would get so much anxiety, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I never drove anywhere. I never had anybody else drive me, but it's always been him. You know, yeah. So that was one of the things that the Lord had to take from me was the anxiety because I never had anxiety. And I remember going on my first women's trip and I just felt like I couldn't breathe. I almost backed out of it. I can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy how when he's fulfilling the desires of our hearts and how the bigger doors are opening now for me only because of what I've done and being faithful in his word and walking his word out, even in the midst of what I had at home, mm-hmm. you know? And so even when it's crazy and even when it's chaotic, God sees all of that and he's going to honor all of that. And I believe that, you know, and it tells us in Hebrews that when we diligently seek the Lord, he rewards us. And I believe that that is, I'm, you know, he's not rewarding me with monetaries and big old houses. He's rewarding me with my husband being the man that God had called him to be, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's being faithful to God and he'll do those. So that is what I'm most excited. I always tell him, if nobody shows up to this conference, but you're the only one that's there, mm-hmm. 14 years, it's been worth praying for you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'm like, I'm telling you, I said, it's just being honest that that's mm-hmm. what it is. You know, we need our men to be there.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you brought up that as long as you're walking out what needs to be done, God will. I mean, I'm real big on order of the household. God over Christ, Christ over man over wife over children.
Yeah.
And because I think that's missing right now. And so what women do whenever their men isn't, you know, fulfilling that. And there's lots of reasons why, you know, maybe they just still need to grow up or they're not walking with the Lord. But as wives, if we continue to, like, you know, I like how you pointed out, speaking that over our husbands, believing in that, having that hope, praying over them and not belittling them and not snatching the leadership out of them. I think for me, that was one of the things I did was, even though I knew Darren was leading wrong. and I hate to say that because it's like, I'm not trying to be like, I'm right and he is wrong. But that yeah. I mean, time he was not leading according to God's word or the Holy Spirit. And I just said, okay, God, I'm going to keep following him because you are my God. And I know you tell me to follow my husband and that he is the head of me. He's not the head of our home, but our husbands and ladies, we don't like this. We don't like to hear this, but our husbands are the head of us. Darren is the head of me. And that's so unpopular to say. It's
hard
for women for some reason to grasp that. But, you know, I had to say, okay, God, you tell me that he's the head of me. You're going to have to fix him because I'm following this man. And if you love me as your daughter, you're going to have to do something because I'm following him like you told me to. and so I like that you point that out. As long as we continue as God's girls, you know, to follow him and to be obedient, he does put things into order because he does love us that much.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard when you have to follow somebody that, you know, at least, you know, yours knew a little bit of the Lord. Mine didn't know anything. We didn't have examples. Yeah. We didn't have, you know, and so I would, you know, he would say something to me and I'd be like, did you pray about it? You know, and so it would blow up into a fight. Well, I don't have to pray about it. And I'm like, no, did you pray about it? Because if you didn't pray about it, I don't want to know about it. So don't pray. You know, and so it's hard. It really is hard because you know deep down in your heart that that's not right.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet, okay. I mean, what you say goes. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. And that's one of the things that the Lord really had to get a hold of me was my mouth, because I could be just as bad. I'm not going to sit here and say that it was all hit. No, we were equally matched in that area, you know? And so yeah. I could be just as bad and just as ugly with my mouth and my words. And so that was one of the things that the Lord really, really got a hold of was, you know, and don't believe me, it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. Like I said, I've been in this battle for 14 years now with my husband. We've been married 23. And so 14 years is a long time to be praying for a man, but it's worth it now. I can see that now, you know, and it's just walking out what God wants you to do, you know? And so it's just staying committed to him and committed to our spouses, even when you just want to go back to, for me, I just want to go back and sleep with my grandma again, you know? And so and go back to my safe place, you know, that was my safe place, you know, and wanting to go back to that. But, you know, God brought us out of that, and it's still not, we're in the refining stages for sure. That's for sure. And so we will not be perfect, but eventually we will be walking together in the ways of the Lord. And so that's just.
Well, and that's such a powerful testimony. I mean, so many women are literally going through that right now where they're praying for their husbands or maybe even separated, you know, or, you know, yeah. on the verge of divorce, and just even hearing a powerful testimony like this, can change lives, you know? And so I don't know. I love how God does that. Like he uses our pain to help other people, you know? So thank you for sharing that with us. Because I know that that's hard to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go that. But you know, when the Lord wants you to open your mouth and speak, it's not to, for what I did, it's not what Andrea did. It's not what Pete did. It's about what God is doing. Yeah. And a lot of the times we get it, you know, if you don't know the Lord, you know, pride creeps in. I did this. I did this. Mm-hmm. I did this. And it wasn't, because if Andrea was going to have the final say, Andrea would have been gone a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would have walked away from it all. I would have walked away from my kids and, you know, I would have not even put up a fight. But when we fight God's way, you know, that I can't even, like,
he wins.
You know, I can't even put that into words, because even when we try to, like, no, we're just, you know, ministry wise, we're just going to keep it, you know, ministry wise, not family wise. But the Lord also knows that my heart is family. You know what I mean? It is family, and it is the order of, you know, the way that, you know, the way that it's supposed to be, because for a long time. But I will say this, though. And I feel the Holy Spirit saying this, so I don't know who this is for. A lot of the times women get overlooked, Bubba, because they're the ones that are having to serve as a spiritual head of their households. And it's not that we don't understand the order. It's not that we don't, that we're better than our spouses. It's not any of those things. It's just that when our spouses are battling things that they're fighting with, nobody can fix them but God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nobody can do that but God. I remember that I finally had to quit shoving God down my husband's throat, because it would push him further and further away from me, and we would end up sleeping in separate rooms. You know what I mean? And so it's not to say that we're in the wrong, because we have to be that in the home. We have to be the spiritual head of our household, and we have to be the helpmate, and then we have to raise the kids, and we have to get the kids to school, and we got to feed everybody. It's not because we don't understand. It's because when you want to change your life, you have to make that decision. Mm-hmm. We can't make that decision for them, you know? And so I know that there's a lot of women that are filling the shoes of their spouses when it comes spiritually. And so for that, you know, I just want to say that the strength that we get comes from God. It has to come from God. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you don't understand where you're supposed to be. It's just either one, you have to let God really get a hold of you personally first, for you to see that and to understand that. And two, we still have to honor. And I know some of them are not going to like what I'm going to say, mm-hmm. but we have to honor them.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of men, words of affirmation and showing honor, and that's, you know, that's big. That's big for them. Mm-hmm. So us, we have to know how to keep our mouths shut when we need to shut our mouths. But at the same time, when it comes to praying for our spouses, we have to pray for our spouses.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that you don't understand the role where a woman is supposed to be. It's just that you do not have the headship and the leadership and spiritually in your home. But it's not to belittle them either. Because right. We know the word. We know the word of God. And we know that in 1 Peter 3, and this is one of the verses that I stood on for many, many years, was the one that talks about it, that it is by our actions that our men will come to know the Lord. It is by our actions, not by what's coming out of our mouths. And so when we learn how to step back and assess the situation, and is this something that I could either, do I want to blow this up even more, or is this something that I can keep my mouth shut? Mm-hmm. Is this something that I can surrender to God and let God deal with it and let God fight for me in that area? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I remember in a lot of the times I would sit in services and they would talk about that the men this and men that. And I would get mad. I mean, if I can be honest, it would like stir something up inside of me, because it was like, what about the women that are doing it? Mm-hmm. What about the women that are having to be that and then be their roles and their positions? But then they have to be mom to all of these kids while this one is over here making choices that we're supposed to follow. Well, how come the women don't get seen in those areas? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so my heart is for those women too, that go to bed crying, that wake up mm-hmm. crying. Yeah. They're tired. They're tired and they have to fight, and they have to fight for their position. And then they have to fight to having to serve somebody that's ugly and mean. I used to hate to come home. Mm-hmm. I used to hate to come home. I could be out there serving the Lord. I could be, and my heart would be so heavy, so heavy. But knowing that I had to come home, what I had to come home to, that is where, from whatever event I was at to my drive home, it was nothing but prayer. Mm-hmm. Because you come home and then you open the door and the enemy is standing. It's not your husband, because though that's not who we're fighting.
Right, right.
It's the demons that are attached, the demons that have to come out, the demons that, you know what I mean? It's know the word of God. Because if we don't know the word of God as women, then how can we fight for our spouses spiritually? Because that's where they're being attacked.
Yeah.
And you know, and I don't know, but my husband saw a lot of ugly things when he was little. You know, that he saw a lot of ugly things, you know, so I know the demons that are attached to him. And so I know that he's not going to change overnight. He's not going to be fixed overnight. I wasn't fixed overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's not that you don't understand. It's not that we don't understand our roles. Mm-hmm. It's the way that I've always seen it is I would always tell my husband, I said, God gave me you because nobody else would be able to handle you like I could. You know what I mean? He'll say it's true. Nobody else could. You know what I mean? But it's not that we don't understand, and that's okay, because God will see those tears. God will hear the conversations that you have. God will also give you the strength and the words and the wisdom and the knowledge and the power to be able to first come against the demons that are attacked. And secondly, how to love them when you can't love them.
Yeah, it's God's love. I mean, we can only do that with His love and being led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, I think inviting the Holy Spirit in is so vital because, I mean, that is what's going to be what guides and like turns around is the Spirit of God. I mean, I know that for me, like just continuously inviting the Holy Spirit. I mean, even when things are good, like, you know, especially when things are good is when like, man, you got to be speaking that life like you talked about, speaking that over your husband, praying that he is going to continually be led by wisdom and led by God and the Holy Spirit and you know, reading his Bible, praying, like just inviting God and the Holy Spirit into his life and into his family. Like, that's so important because I think that sometimes the devil will back off a little bit just to get you comfortable. And then bam, he comes right back in with a vengeance. And if you're not ready, if you haven't been praying over your husband or you haven't been, you know, just covering him in prayer. That's one of the biggest roles that we have as wives have. It's our job to pray over our family and over our husbands because they are the head and they have so much to be responsible for. I tell Darren all the time, I don't know how these feminists are feminists because I do not want that role. I do not want to be the leader or the head or any. You're good, babe.
That's what I tell mine all the time. I'm like, he'll ask me something, you know, because there was a separation, you know, a time with mine, and that was about 5 months. And one of the things about us was that our communication skills was off. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. And so whatever he decided, he did it. I was always the last to find out, you know, which I got so used to that. And so I just didn't ask anymore, you know? And so whenever we were talking, you know, and that was one of the things he asked me. And I was all like, well, I don't know. I mean, you've always just done whatever you want. So whatever you want. He's like, no. He's like, we're not going to go back. He says, that's going to change. So that's going to change. So I'm asking, you know, and so I'm like, well, now I don't know what to say. But I was like, no, you decide. But I'm like, I'm good. I said, because there's some things that I don't want to make those decisions for. I said, you talk with God. You let God tell you what to do, and then you come tell me what God said, and then we'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, when the communication part of it is off, but then he's asking me now, and I'm like, I don't know.
Wait, now I gotta know how to.
I was like, you want me to, you know, so it's being able now to walk in the freedom of what marriage was supposed to look like.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
You know, and so it's good.
I'm so glad. We did not plan that what we were going to talk about. We wanted this to just be organic and led by the Holy Spirit. So Jackie's asking, why can't we share this publicly? If you're in the Facebook group, Jackie, that's probably why. I have settings to private. But if you want, you should be able to go to my Crystal Addis business page and share it from there if you want. But I'll have all of this like links and stuff. So that way we can share it. Cause I like to share it on my Instagram and stuff too later. But anyway, that was just a little side note. I saw that comment pop through. We didn't plan this. I like whenever the conversations are just organic because obviously, this was something that somebody in this group needed to hear or a few somebodies. Like, I mean, is my guess because marriages are just attacked. The family is attacked by the enemy. I mean, I could go on and on and on about that, you know, just how, because if the family is in complete chaos or upside down, I mean, it's trickling out into our world. We see it in our world today. How our world is right now is a direct reflection of how homes are right now.
Yeah.
Complete mess, a complete disaster, out of order. And so I think it's a blessing that even though it was difficult to talk about, that this is what the Lord obviously wanted you to share. Because I know that there are women in here who have a desire to even just pray with their husbands. I know that yours was to do ministry. Well, you know, some women just want to be able to pray
yeah.
with their husband, to be able to look across the dinner table and hold hands and say grace over their food.
Yeah.
You know, just something like that even is a desire of women. And so, you know, like Andrea said, just keep praying over them, keep speaking that over them and believing that God has a plan. You know, I like to always remind myself, especially when things are going crazy or whatever, that God is for me. God is yeah. for your husband. God is for your marriage. And if he is for us, who can be against us? You know, so we have to just stand on that and, you know, stand on the word of God, invite the Holy Spirit in. Before we wrap up, I always ask two questions, whenever I'm ending. So I'm going to ask those, but right now I want to ask you, what is one piece of advice that you would give to maybe a woman going through that time? Maybe they are separated from their husband, or they're on the verge of separation, or, you know, they're just, things are just not looking good. What is something you would tell them to encourage them?
If it's physical, I mean, because it's hard. I've had a little bit of everything in ours, in both ways, not just one way, just, you know, both ways all around. We had a lousy marriage from 2 weeks after we were married, it started, you know what I mean? And so I'm not going to say stay or go, that those choices have to be made by us, by them. They have to say, is this worth it or is it not? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people always say that, well, you need to stay for your kids. You need to stay. I stayed for my kids. So I'm just going to put that out there. Yeah. I always stayed for my kids. I was raised with a single mom, 4 kids. And then I ended up being raised by my grandma, you know? So then my mom kind of was absent from us too. She would pop in every once in a while, but she was also absent, you know, in that. So I was raised with my grandma, you know, so that was one of the things, was that I didn't want my kids to be come from a broken home. Even though my house was broken, the commitment and the covenant, because whether it was a good one or a bad one, the covenant, we made that covenant before God, and it was still set in stone. It was mm-hmm. still there, regardless of what was going on. It was still there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse to step out of your marriage either. I'm just going to put that out there. That is not an excuse, because he's doing this to me or she's doing this to me, I'm going to go find it somewhere else, because you will never find it, because the only one that can fill that void is going to be the word of God mm-hmm. and God himself. So that's not an excuse to step out of the marriage either. You know what I mean? If you want out, get out. But if you're willing to fight, then learn how to fight. And that is with the word of God. You know what I mean? So they have to decide for themselves. For me, it was worth it. For me, it was really, really worth it to fight. I mean, to fight the way that I fought, because I'm not only seeing the fruit in what God is doing in my home, I'm seeing the fruit of what God is doing. I'm reaping the 14 years that I've sowed with tears, I am reaping it now, you know? And so I'm reaping it in my home, my actual home now. There's a lot more peace in my home. When I come home and I open my door, it's peaceful in my house.
Yay.
My children, one of the things that I've prayed for was that my kids would, you know, be with people that love the Lord and that would love them and respect them. My daughter has a boyfriend that he's got a good head on his shoulders. He loves her. He respects her. I make sure he's in church. I'm just joking. he is in church. He has godly questions. He'll ask, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I've prayed for, and even with that, God gave me a dream years ago that it would be one of my son's friends. And when I, in my dream, when I saw this person, I didn't see the face, but he was wearing cowboy boots, jeans, and a white tucked-in shirt. When we met my son's best friend, guess what he was wearing? He was wearing the boots with the jeans and the white shirt. A year later, him and Michaela got together, and they've been together ever since. You know, he's getting his life sorted out to make sure that she's going to be taken care of before he does anything drastic. You know, my son, you know, as well, too, he's in a relationship where her parents are godly minister, you know, minister people. So I know that one way or the other, they're going to get it from us, or he's going to get it from them. You know, so I'm getting to see a lot of the things that I've prayed for and fought for in my marriage. So for me to say go, that's up to you. If I say stay, that's also up to you. But whatever you decide to do, don't. If you leave, look for God. Stay, look for God. You know what I mean? And so the choice has to be theirs. The choice has to be, the question is it worth it? Is it worth it? But if you're like in a really, really dangerous situation, then get the help. There's help, you know. I know people, I know Chrissy may know some people that you can call one or the other, and we will get you the help and the resources that you need. You know, you don't have to stay in that relationship. But if it's worth fighting for, if it's worth you staying and hanging on and seeing the promises of God manifest in your home, then stay. But either way, you leave or you stay, look for God. That's the only thing that I can say. Open his word, open his Bible, and with no distractions, no nothing, and just sit at your kid. My kitchen table is my sanctuary place, because I would wake up early in the morning and I'd be at the kitchen table. I'd put my kids to bed, he would go to bed, and I would sit at that kitchen table. That is where the Lord began to break me. You know, and so either way, going or staying, the choice is yours. But the choice that we all need in every situation, in every area of our lives, is to seek the word of God. You know, one of the things that I will always say, and one of the things in my ministry, is when we know whose we are, we know who we are.
So true.
Then we walk in that, you know, and so... Course, but look for God in whatever decisions that you make.
Love that. I love that. Thank you so much. And I that's such great advice, because you never, without knowing the situations, you know, you don't know, like, to, you don't ever want to say go or stay. But that's perfect. You know, just seek God and he's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. He's going to be with you. And even then, he's still for you, and he's still for your husband, and he's still there. Okay, so we will get to wrapping this up. I always like to end with these two questions. Question number one: so Braided is about helping us women balance tradition in an untraditional world. What does that word tradition mean to you? And I like to ask this because it really does mean different things to everybody. I don't really think I've even ever gotten a similar answer yet. I don't think I have with this. And so I like to hear, what does tradition mean to you?
Oh, for me, and I've been thinking about this, but for me, it, you know, we have these traditions and we have these things that defined us, right, as family, that, you know, like my husband's side of the family, we have a tradition with them. You know, past 20 something years, Christmas Eve has always been with them. And then the Friday after Thanksgiving has always been with them. You know, so that's something that can't be broken, because there's two families, you know, now with all of the grandkids, you know, getting their own families and things. And so, you know, that's a tradition that will always stand, a tradition that I believe will always, you know, that one's set in stone already, you know. But I believe that there are some traditions that have come with the way that we were raised and the way that we were taught and the way that we were. And those are traditions that and for me and my family, you know, it's almost kind of like a generational curse, but breaking it, but in a way that will affect my kids in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because for me, and y'all will always hear me say is what I do here on this side of heaven is to leave for my kids when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And so that is what my tradition is. My tradition is that I want my kids to know what it means to serve God wholeheartedly and to serve others the same way. You know what I mean? And with that, it started with me having to break a lot of generational curses, a lot of old past traditions where we were no longer going to sit during Christmas and party and do all of these things. And, you know, and that's our families and it still happens, but we don't have to be there the whole time. You know, if that makes any kind of sense, you know, for my traditions and my things that I want for my kiddos is to love the Lord and to serve others the way that God did it. The way that Jesus did it. Mm-hmm. And that meant for me and my husband both that we had to break some of the old things off of us and build some of the new things. And so that is a tradition and the legacy that I want my kids to live out their whole lives. You know, I want to live it out the rest of my life. And then that they live it out their lives. And then that they pass that on to their kids to live their lives. You know what I mean? And so it's everything will go back to the Lord because he's got to get the glory for all of it. Even at the very end, he's got to get the glory because if he didn't do what he did on the cross for me and my husband and my kids, for you and your spouse and your family, then what was the point of the cross? Mm-hmm. What was done at Calvary was so that we can walk in those freedoms that set other people free. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's just loving the Lord and serving others the way that Jesus did is the tradition and the legacy and the generational blessings that I want to leave for my kids.
I love that. I love that. See, still haven't gotten the same answer. I love it, though. I love it because I think that within that itself, that tradition kind of means different things for different people. I don't know, even within that is like so beautiful because it's the same definition. Like everybody's given me the same, like general, like it's the same definition, but it's the meaning, the heart behind it is different. So it's interesting to me because it's almost like each of our traditions is its own like person or something, you know, it's kind of weird. Okay. So the next question I like to ask is, what is your favorite scripture or story or person from the Bible?
Since we did talk about family and marriage, because Jesus said so, I'm going to tell you the verse that I stood on for years and years and years. And that was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I always held on to that last part of that scripture. You know, I got to trust him because he's going to direct me. I got to trust him because he's going to change this man. I have to trust him because my kids are being crazy and I need, you know. And so that one is one that I hold on for a long time. But the one that I'm seeing manifest in my life right now is the one in Psalms 37. Four, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. You know, and so that's the one that I'm seeing God. I mean, I've seen God move and I've seen God, you know, change all of that. But that is the one right now where the Lord will give me like little. You remember when you saw that or you remember when you prayed for that? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. You know, and so last night, I don't know if I have time, but last night my husband and I were talking and the Lord gave me this visions like 2-3 years ago. My husband confirmed those visions last night for me. Aww, the Lord had given him those same visions, you know? And so it's like, I held on to that, you know, I held on to that for years and 14 years. And it's just now, you know? And so it's really cool and awesome to see will give you something. And then later when you think that your marriage or whatever relationship that you think it's going to end or it's, you know, you're going to call it quits or you're, you know, you still fight and you hold on and you're fighting in a different way. And so the Lord is confirming the things that he showed me years ago through my husband now. Awesome. And so it's so cool to see. So good.
Awesome. I love that. I love hearing that. And that kind of reminded me something I want to say to singles, because I know that we have some singles watching. This is still for you. Like, yeah, this is still for you, because you being single, you still have an opportunity to pray over your husband, to pray that God is guiding him and leading him. And I mean, just, I remember when I was single, I actually wrote out a journal for my husband. I didn't know who he was, but I would write in this journal and say, I don't know who he is, Dad, but you do. And I would pray these prayers over him. Lord, please take care of him. Please watch over him. Whatever he's going through right now, please send in the right people, you know, take out the wrong ones. And I would pray over his friends and his family. And it was so powerful, because I gave that journal to my husband on our second anniversary. And it just floored him, because during those times that I was praying for him, he was homeless. And so he was reading these prayers going, wow, like I had my wife, who didn't know who I was, praying over me when I was going through the hardest time of my life, being homeless, you know, trying to figure out what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? How do I crawl out of it? And when I met him, he had like perfect credit score, like he had a home, like not a home, but a nice apartment, had a nice car. Like he had like just kind of almost like reinvented himself, you know? Yeah. And so to kind of go back to even have that powerful thing for him to see, like, wow, look at the power of prayer from my wife. And yeah, so singles, like, you still have that power to pray over your husband, even though you don't know who he is. He might be going through something right now where he needs your prayers. And so pray over him, start praying over him, start praying over that, like, skip some steps here where, yeah, like,
yeah, I have a friend,
he starts, yeah, being the leader he needs to be. I will say I didn't pray for that. I prayed for protection over him. I don't know why I never prayed, Lord, start working in him to be the leader he needs to be.
I had a friend tell me one day that somebody had prayed over that. She's a single mama, and that they, you know, told her that, you know, that the Lord was showing them that this was a time for her, and, you know, for God to be her husband. And so she messaged me, and she's all like, I don't understand what that means. And I was like, I'm going to tell you, I said, but I'm going to tell you, because I was married, and I was married to two men. I said, I was married to my earthly man. I said, but I was married to Jesus at one time. I said, so you that you're single, I said, when you get up in the morning, you say good morning to Jesus. When you're fixing to get ready to, you know, that's the Lord to tell you how you look in the mirror. I say, he'll tell you. And so I told her, I said, whatever you would do to a man, you do it unto the Lord.
Amen.
That is how you are married to the Lord. I said, I did that. I said, I had to go seek the Lord before. If the Lord was going to call me, was calling me to do something, I said, I would let my husband know. I would tell my husband. But I would go to God first. Is this something you want me to do? Is this something that you're opening the door for me? I said, is this something? And if I got my yes, I would take it back to my husband and I would tell him. I said, but you know what? Every time that I would go to the Lord first and then to Pete would be like, I already know. I already know. You know, and so if he would try to tell me no, I would tell him, well, then you take that up with the Lord.
Amen.
If the Lord tells you no, then the Lord's going to tell me no, because I'm going to do what you're going to want me to do. I said, but you got to take it up to the Lord. I said, I've said my yes to God. I said, but if you feel that I shouldn't be out there just because it's a pride thing and you want me home, then you take that up with God. You know what I mean? And so whatever we do with our earthly husbands, do that to God. You know, if you're a single woman, a single mama, whatever, take it, you know, just like you would to a man, you take it to the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord will give you the best answer. The Lord's not going to lie to you. The Lord's not going to tell you go this way, but really he told you to go. He's going to be straightforward with you.
Yes.
So it's you being intentional about your choices when it comes between you and the Lord. And how much are you willing to surrender to the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, that's a good one. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that is. You know, and so it's just it's God being your husband and, you know, Jesus being your best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
that is how I had to do that for a little while. Mm-hmm. But I would always go back to my husband. And if he would say no, I'm like, well, take it up with God. And God will tell me no, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's just taking it to the Lord. Every detail of your life, you know, in your singleness, in even in your marriage, all those decisions have to go back to the one that will give you the yes.
Yes, and spend time with him. Go on dates with him. Sit at home, yeah, read your Bible and pray. And instead of, you know, I don't know if there's any, you know, partiers here, and no judgment, because when I was single, I did some partying. But that's what I started to do when I was single and I was trying to get out of the party season. I would tell myself, like, I don't want to do that anymore. So mm-hmm. I need to start having dates with the Lord and commit to that. And so, yeah, so good advice. So see, singles, this was for you too. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, well, this was so much fun, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Part of this. We're going to drop the links below to her group, to her Facebook pages, and to, what's your event called again? I'm sorry.
Gather Together. The conference is Gather Together.
We're
going to Gather Together conference.
The link to that conference under this show. And so, yeah, if y'all have any questions, how can our viewers connect with you, Andrea?
I am on Facebook as just Andrea Cantu, and then Better Together Ministries, and then the Better Together Ministry, Better Together page. So you just message me through there, and then we can connect, and I will get you my contact information through all of that.
Yeah.
Or if they reach out to you, Chrissy, go ahead, and you can go ahead and
connect them to you. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
So if any of y'all have questions about Better Together Ministries, or if even, you know, prayer, or to talk about, you know, maybe you're going through some of these marriage issues, or even the I meant to bring this up earlier, even the testimony where you shared at the very beginning where how you didn't even like people or women. I mean, I know women go through that. I would guess that the majority of us in this group have gone through that or are going through that. So even to just talk with Andrea about that, like, you know, just she's in ministry. Her heart is to help women. Her heart is to be a vessel. And so don't hesitate to reach out to her. Don't be afraid. She's here for y'all. So, okay, you guys, we love y'all. Have a blessed evening, and we will talk to y'all soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.